92.7.
As we put mental health under the microscope this month, we're being warned not to underestimate the impact loneliness is having on our population. This October, Hot 102.7 News is roping in the experts to explain what people are battling with and where we can turn to for help. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy has issued an advisory that loneliness has become an epidemic.
We've realized that loneliness is more than just a bad feeling. It has real consequences for our mental and physical health. It increases our risk of depression, anxiety, and suicide. But social disconnection also raises the risk of heart disease and dementia and premature death on levels on par with smoking daily, and even greater than the risks that we see associated with obesity. So however you look at it, loneliness and isolation are public health concerns that we have to prioritize.
And he warns more people are suffering from loneliness than we realize.
In fact, we are now finding that 1 in 2 adults report measurable levels of loneliness, and it turns out that young people are most affected.
Here in Gauteng, Luke Lamprecht agrees.
Loneliness seems to have happened in sort of a 3-stage tragedy.
Luke is a Master of Sciences in Child Health, specializing in neurodevelopment. He says as a species, we've become more and more isolated over time, initially to protect ourselves from crime and then the coronavirus. But now the source of isolation is in our own hands.
Individual smartphones, where everybody's sitting on their own device, doing their own thing, watching their own thing while together. Okay. And that has increased the what they call the loneliness epidemic.
And our phones are taking us out of the present.
We talk about phones being addictive. There's certainly an addictive component to it. Then we talk about the dopamine drive. There's definitely that. We talk about there being an obsessive component to a phone. There's definitely that. I always joke, I say being online is like being in a bad 80s U2 song. You still haven't found what you're looking for because you didn't know what you were looking for.
Belinda Grunbaum is a social worker at the Family Life Center. She's noticed more and more patients are avoiding people.
And people have become socially isolated. And that is unfortunately creating a lot of loneliness and depression because people are becoming hermits and staying inside their houses.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help or advice can contact ZADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.